P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell, and Heyman, Attorneys at Law, The Atlanta Constitution, Friday the 14th of November, 1913, page 16, column 2, offices 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210, Kaiser Building, Atlanta, Gay, long distance telephone, 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, Gay, page 7, column 5, trial of Jim Conley postponed to Monday. Court thought to be awaiting action of Court of Appeal. Without explaining this cause, Judge Ben Hill on Thursday postponed the trial of Jim Conley as accessory after the fact in the murder of Mary Fagan until Monday. Conley was ready for trial, but when he was called to the bar in the Thrower Building and as Solicitor General Dorsey arose to address the court, Judge Hill said, "I have decided to postpone this case until Monday." A hurried conference between Judge Hill, Dorsey, and the Negro's attorney, William M. Smith, followed, but none of the three would say why the trial was put over. It was rumored about the courthouse that Judge Hill was awaiting the action of the appeal court on the motion for a rehearing of the Frank trial before proceeding with the Conley litigation. Should Conley be tried as accessory after the fact in the Fagan murder, he could not then be tried for principal in the murder, according to courtroom attachés, and it is believed that if the appeal court does not make some decision on the Frank retrial hearing motion before Monday, Conley's trial might again be put over. Solicitor General Dorsey was chagrined at the postponement Thursday. It was recalled that Dorsey had declared during the Frank trial that he would never, in his capacity as solicitor, prosecute Conley as principal for the Fagan murder. Judge Hill's action temporarily blocked Dorsey in his effort to fully dispose of the Negro's case.